Derek Wolfe did not participate out for the game. Wes Welker did not participate out for the game. Champ Bailey, limited, questionable for the game. Everybody else is probable and was full participation. Any questions?
So Jacob Tammy takes a bigger role in that slot position. Is that kind of how it'll work for him?
Or? Well, I mean, we're not going to get into announcing lineups or role plays or anything like that in the game. All those are game time decisions, the flow of the game, and what gives us the best matchup to win.
Woodyard, but he hasn't been listed. He's been full participation all the time.
It wouldn't be so much an injury. It's just, you know, kind of getting strength back from what that injury was a while back. So it's, you know, just wear and tear and a little bit of strength, but nothing big. And it's really not all about that. I mean, that's part of it. A lot of it's that, you know, Paris Lennon has played a lot of football in the National Football League and in the situations we played him a week ago. And, you know, we'll see how what we do this week. You know, he's earned that opportunity.
What's going on with Champ that he was able to make the field a couple weeks ago? He was held out last week. He's questionable. Did he re-aggravate something or is he just not as far along?
No, I think, you know, just being real honest, you know, we may have rushed him a little bit. I don't know if he's completely ready. You know, he's missed a lot of time this year and, you know, we just want to make sure down the stretch we're going to need him. And, you know, just want to make sure he's completely ready when we put him out there.
John, do you like Thursday night
games? You know, I like all games. You know, it's Sunday night, Monday night, you know, you name it. That's what we get paid to do, and that's what we practice and prepare to do. So, you know, as long as both teams are operating on the same schedule, you know, I like all the games.
Say again? So many different defensive changes, whether it's for injuries or now because of playing, you know, opportunities as you're calling.
Yeah, that's part of this league. You adjust. You got to make, you know, tactical adjustments. You got to make personnel adjustments. You know, I'd say it's fair to say there's not one team in the league that's made it through injury free. You know, that's been true in the past. It's probably going to be true moving forward. So, you know, that's what you do. Players adjust, coaches adjust, and that's part of the game.
Identity is?
I don't get into too much identities. I mean, all this stuff we do out here is hard. I mean, it's, you know, hard in preparation, it's hard in the off season, hard in season. It's hard on game day. But, you know, I think that's why everybody loves it.
Have you played your best defensive game yet?
You know, I would hope not. You know, you're always looking to get better. So I hope our best is yet to come.
How would you describe the confidence in your running game right now?
You know, in this league, it's, you know, our body of work we're not done with. You know, we're moving along. I think we've made improvement. Our goal is to get better. You know, so I don't like, you know, announcing who gets the ribbons until the race is done.
So you had some alumni here today. What does it do for the team when the former Broncos?
Well, you know, I think the league's doing a great thing. Is, you know, they're bringing, you know, homecoming. It's that, you know, what they're honoring this week in the league. We happen to be the first up. Because of the Thursday night game. And, you know, we've had some great, great players here and, you know, some great football teams. So I think anytime the current guys can see that, you know, when they go in that stadium and, you know, they see the Ring of Fame and the guys up there, I mean, you know, it's something for them to look to and understand the history of the game and the history of the Broncos.
Who else has been here? Zimmerman
was here yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've, you know, like I said, we got John Elway in here every day. So, you know, I think you know, I think it's important for guys to see that, you know, and the legacy these guys have set.
In regards to the Wolf situation, obviously not a hamstring or a turf toe. So is that right? Something that you approach a little differently? I mean, do you take time to seek him out, I guess? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I seek all of them out. You know, they're young people. We have great relationships with us or with them. You know, I think that's how this building is set up. You know, Derek's obviously an important cog in that. You know, that's why he's listed as an illness. I mean, it's not a hamstring. It's not a, you know, broke leg, or it's what it is. And so, you know, when you get to that area, it's a little bit different. Maybe not as public. You know, just we announce what it is, and don't go into great detail on purpose.
Thank you.